118. Lay not aside the fear of God, O kings of the earth, and beware that ye transgress not the bounds which the Almighty hath fixed. Observe the injunctions laid upon you in his book, and take good heed not to overstep their limits. Be vigilant, that ye may not do injustice to any one, be it to the extent of a grain of mustard seed. Tread ye the path of justice, for this verily is the straight path. Compose your differences and reduce your armaments, that the burden of your expenditures may be lightened, and that your minds and hearts may be tranquilized. Heal the dissensions that divide you, and ye will no longer be in need of any armaments, except what the protection of your cities and territories demandeth. Fear ye God, and take heed not to outstrip the bounds of moderation, and be numbered among the extravagant. We have learned that you are increasing your outlay every year, and are laying the burden thereof on your subjects. This verily is more than they can bear, and is a grievous injustice. Decide justly between men, and be ye the emblems of justice amongst them. This, if ye judge fairly, is the thing that behooveth you and beseemeth your station. Beware not to deal unjustly with any one that appealeth to you and entereth beneath your shadow. Walk ye in the fear of God, and be ye of them that lead a godly life. Rest not on your power, your armies and treasures. Put your whole trust and confidence in God who hath created you, and seek ye his help in all your affairs. Succour cometh from him alone. He succoureth whom he will with the hosts of the heavens and of the earth. Know ye that the poor are the trust of God in your midst. Watch that ye betray not his trust, that ye deal not unjustly with them, and that ye walk not in the ways of the treacherous. Ye will most certainly be called upon to answer for his trust, on the day when the balance of justice shall be set, the day when unto every one shall be rendered his due, when the doings of all men, be they rich or poor, shall be weighed. If ye pay no heed unto the counsels which in peerless and unequivocal language we have revealed in this tablet, divine chastisement shall assail you from every direction, and the sentence of his justice shall be pronounced against you. On that day ye shall have no power to resist him, and shall recognize your own impotence. Have mercy on yourselves and on those beneath you. Judge ye between them according to the precepts prescribed by God in his most holy and exalted tablet, a tablet wherein he hath assigned to each and every thing its settled measure, in which he hath given with distinctness an explanation of all things, and which is in itself a monition unto them that believe in him. Examine our cause, inquire into the things that have befallen us, and decide justly between us and our enemies, and be of them that act equitably towards their neighbour. If ye stay not the hand of the oppressor, if ye fail to safeguard the rights of the downtrodden, what right have ye then to vaunt yourselves among men? What is it of which ye can rightly boast? Is it on your food and your drink that ye pride yourselves? On the riches ye lay up in your treasuries? On the diversity and the cost of the ornaments with which ye deck yourselves? If true glory were to consist in the possession of such perishable things, then the earth on which ye walk must needs vaunt itself over you, because it supplieth you and bestoweth upon you these very things by the decree of the Almighty. In its bowels are contained, according to what God hath ordained, all that ye possess. From it, as a sign of his mercy, ye derive your riches. Behold then your state, the thing in which ye glory. Would that ye could perceive it. Nay, by him who holdeth in his grasp the kingdom of the entire creation, nowhere doth your true and abiding glory reside, except in your firm adherence unto the precepts of God, your wholehearted observance of his laws, your resolution to see that they do not remain unenforced, and to pursue steadfastly the right course.